Blog Talk Radio.
What are you doing?
It's a client, eh?
What? What are you doing? You have it on today's. What?
How come they still trapped like that?
I
think it's mainly procrastination, David. You know, whenever there's a situation like that, they always put on, it's a hurricane. Now it's a three. Now it's
right.
a two. Now it's one. So they figured by it being a one, it'll be just like the other ones. Oh, it's just heavy rain and a lot of wind and so forth. But see, one thing I've learned is not to ever judge Mother Nature. Mother
right.
Nature will turn on you and be a hurricane one and then turn into a hurricane 10. Whenever you hear of a hurricane coming, you better get out of there. And that's what we did last year. I remember when it came to South Florida, we were headed up the highway going to Atlanta, and the hurricane followed to Atlanta. I've learned whenever they give me a warning, I'm on. I'm running.
The Carolinas have not gotten this kind of hit, as Don said. It's almost like people said, oh, it's no big deal. It went from a 5 to a 4 all the way down to a 1 to a tropical storm. But they kept telling people, it's going to flood. It's going to be just as bad, if not worse. And I think people just kind of said, oh, it's not that, gonna be that bad. I can ride it out. And the Carolinas haven't had this for a long time. So a lot of people haven't experienced like what Don has and people under hurricanes recently. They don't know what this is about.
But how does she know that they're talking about her is
too, you know, if she feels that they are talking about her behind her back, you know, maybe just having a conversation with them and, you know, being upfront about the situation, you know, maybe say something like, you know, I know that, you know, that probably some of you think, you know, that I'm a fish out of place, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe talking about it always to help everybody.
What do you think, Don?
Hey, David, you know, I'm going to put a spin or a different twist on this thing. You know, in World War II, there were a lot of men going off to war, and also in Vietnam War, and I lived in Michigan. And women had the chore of making paints and making automobiles and working in the plant, Chevrolet, Ford, Chrysler. And they said that women weren't supposed to be doing those jobs, but the women were doing those jobs. I would ask her, is she a woman? Because I think women are wonderful and fearfully made. In fact, Adam said, whoa, man, when they were made. So what's her problem? She's a beautiful woman. Is she doing her job? That's all that really counts. And just know that she's beautiful, fearfully made, and she's got a job. So what's the problem? What's the real problem?
What do you think? What do you think, Ron?
I think I already asked
for my. I'm sorry. I meant to say Don. I mean, I meant to say. I'm having a bad day. Bruce, what do you think?
Well, you finally got to me. Thanks. exactly 14 years ago, I had this exact same situation. As a supervisor of a small group, had a lady that was kind of introduced, an engineer in engineering. We were an engineering consulting firm, and she was kind of the first one in our department. And she thought exactly what you just said, the caller said. So I had her come in. She didn't want to draw attention to it during the work week, so we kind of stayed after. And I said, what works for you? How do you want to talk about this? So she told me. So we did. Sat down. I said, I think Ron alluded to it, or maybe both Ron and Don. I said, you have a terrific opportunity. You don't know if they're gossiping behind your back. And do you think for 1 minute they're going to tell you if they are? No. I said, don't worry about that. I said, you're a competent engineer. We as technical engineers, once you become part of our team and really kind of prove yourself and take initiative and do good work, your gender kind of falls to the background. It kind of dissolves in most cases. And I said, then you're not a female member of the team. You're a member of the team. And I said, just take it on the premise of that and don't worry about that, at least not now. If it persists, then we'll deal with it. But I almost guarantee you it won't. And within probably 3 weeks after that, she came back to me. She says, yeah, she's not an issue anymore. I said, see? So I think sometimes you might over worry about who's saying what. Don't let that bother you. Don't let that upset your approach. If you're a good engineer, you're there for a reason. Show the rest of the team why you earned a spot on that team. That's what I told her.
Yeah, and if there's any insecurity on her part, which, you know, that could be part of the issue, then that's a whole other conversation.
Right, right.
All right.
Amen. Hey,
there has been a lot of last week about the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, and now some lady coming out saying she was sexually abused or something by him.
In high school?
Yeah, back some time ago. But now she's coming out saying today it was out that she felt that if she would have spoke out before now, she would have died, she would have been killed. Do you think that there should be a time limit. This. I mean, everybody who now tries to improve their life, someone comes in to stop them. And you think with the press, if it's been more than 5 years, not notice it anymore, what do you think? Don, why? The press picks up these things. This is so old, but it, you know, now we have to defend. And, you know, I'm not saying I like or dislike, I'm just saying what's going on. What do you think?
I'm glad you asked, David. And, you know, I've been really disturbed about this situation because my good friend, Dr. Bill Cosby, had women come back and go back on him 30 years ago. And this month, I think within the next week or two, he's going to be facing whether he goes to prison or not. Now, here's a young lady that said this happened in high school. Same way with Anita King. I think Anita King was her name, with the Black Supreme Court Justice.
Right.
I think we need to put we need to put brakes on this thing. We need to put brakes on this thing, and then we need to look at it in its completion and let the public thinker look at this Supreme Court nomination. And they're trying to push it through, push it down our throat. And that's what bothers me. So there are a lot of issues thanks to this. We've got a double standard here. We've got a double standard. And I want you guys to be very watchful about the Bill Cosby sentence and here compare it to this situation as well. Here's a lady who said this happened when she was in high school 30 years ago. Well, same thing with Bill Cosby 30 years ago. Come on. So let's put brakes on this thing. Pump your brakes on. Pump your brakes off.
What do you think? Yeah. I'm trying to find Bruce.
That was a long pause. Who's he going to call?
I gave him a signature.
And the lucky winner is Bruce. What do you think? Okay. I tend to agree with Don. Most of it, not all of it, that any allegation that comes up now, I think a number of them don't have total validity, but you don't know which are the real genuine ones and which ones aren't. So they need to all be checked out. So I agree that needs to be done. Becoming a never-ending battle on just every little thing you can think about. Now, a sexual assault or whatever it was, I don't know all the details, that's a serious matter. And if it's found to be true, then it has to be dealt with accordingly. But I don't think there should be a time limit, maybe more a limit on sincerity, trying to find out, and that's why you investigate. Is the person really telling the truth? Did this really happen? Was it the way she or he said, depending on the role, it happened, or was it consensual? You got to check that all out. And I don't think it's time. I think it's sincerity.
The thing is, this lady has come forth. She's come
right
forth now.
Right.
And the thing is, she needs to have her good faith. And people need to listen to what she's saying. And they're trying to push her aside and say, don't pay any attention to her, and we need to vet this whole situation.
Yeah, you have to take, there just seems to be more and more coming out, no matter who we're talking about, but that doesn't change, as you said, Don, validity, that if they think it's real, she came forward and says, I'm telling you it was real, whatever the case may be, it has to be properly investigated.
That's right. But, you know, I don't think it will, because they're so hell-bent on pushing this guy through. And this is a lifetime job. That's what gets me.
Well, let's put perspective on this, Don. If all the roles were reversed, you can't convince me that the left wouldn't do a lot of the same things. We seem to get this badminton match back and forth, back and forth. If it's, you know, whoever's in power behaves one way, whoever's not in power reacts another way. And it doesn't even seem to mind which group it is anymore. It's just stop at all costs or this. And I'm not so sure it wouldn't be the same sort of scenario, the same sort of behavior if the roles were reversed.
Well, truth is not truth anymore.
Yeah, you don't know what truth is. That's right. The one thing I can tell you, my father always told me, if it's you and you tell the truth, you never have to remember what you said because it's always the same.
Right. Now that could be a lesson for Mr. Giuliani, right?
That's right. He said truth is not truth.
Yeah, we don't have to remember the truth because it's always the same.
All right. Got a message from a young lady who's about to get married, and she wants our comments on this question. All her life, she's heard that men cheat, and it's just part of their nature. And her question is, she's about to get married. Is this something that she should be putting up with? Is it something she should expect, or is that just a myth?
I want this one first.
Bruce, wrong. Go ahead, Bruce.
Wrong. She's wrong. Yes, there's men that cheat. Yes, there are women that cheat. You can't generalize that it's in a man's nature. I don't believe that for a minute, because I'm one of them that... Do I have all the urges of a man? You betcha. Do I cheat? Have I ever? Absolutely not. And in the line of business I was in over my entire career, I could have. And no one would have ever known. But that's, if you're in a committed relationship, or if we can call it a real marriage, same sort of thing, you just don't do that. So, and it's not a urge I have to keep under control and hold the lid on it. I don't even think about it because why? I don't want to. I take the relationship, and in my case, a marriage, very, very seriously. So for her, she should not think that way. She needs to look at the individual she wants to have the relationship or marriage with, decide for herself. Is this an honest, forthright, trustworthy guy or not? And if he's not, kick him to the curb.
Yeah, if there's any inclination at all that she can't trust the guy, then to me that speaks volumes. A marriage needs to be based on 100% trust.
Yeah.
And and call me old school or whatever, because I know a lot of relationships, especially with younger people these days. You know, there's even open relationships and this and that, but. I think if it's a traditional, committed marriage, monogamous, then there has to be 100% trust. And if there isn't that, then you don't have anything.
Go ahead, Don.
Well, I'm going to be for real with you. I made a bad choice. And before I understood the meaning of marriage and kingdom principles, I did not have the self-control and made a bad choice. But thank God I had a forgiving wife that gave me grace and mercy in the process. And I never did it again. But the thing is, I made that bad choice. But not all men do that.
But
so she's got to know that not. Yeah.
Done. You made a bad choice. It isn't in your nature necessarily. We all make bad choices. Some happen to be relationship related. Some happen to be you bought the wrong cut of beef when you went to the grocery store. But that doesn't make you an inherently cheating guy just because you made a mistake, does it? I don't think so.
No. No, no, and like I said, she shouldn't think that all men are like that because I'm human, and I made a bad choice. But the first thing I did was admit it and got past it. And I don't make those choices anymore. But not all men make that bad choice. Like Ron just alluded to, you just said, not all men make that choice. But I did, and it made me a better man. It made me understand what marriage is really about and the value of finding a committed wife and a soulmate, a partner in earth, a helpmate. And see, I didn't really take anything serious with kingdom principles before, because being in the business I'm in, when you're around a lot of entertainers and a lot of radio and television people and alcohol and drugs, I thought it was a lifestyle. And I got hung up and I made a bad choice. But the thing is, I corrected it and I don't make those choices anymore.
We're getting messages that said, there's a message here, I think we should, I got a message that says, both men and women cheat. Do you think that people who are married to them should forgive them or not? What do you think, Don? Let me see, Ron.
Well, that's a very good question, because I've been on the cheating end of the equation. And I found it very difficult to forgive, and I did not forgive. But that was when I was a lot younger. And I think if it happened to me now that I'm 55, I would react differently. And I'm pretty sure that I would be much more able to forgive. You know, it's like Don said, people make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. We're humans. We're all humans. And there's lots of temptation in this world that's always around us. So, if it happened more than once, then that would be the end of the whole thing. What's the saying? She got me once. Shame on me, quite shame on you, or something like that.
I'm getting a message here that says, in my experience, women cheat more than men. They're home all day, men work, and women have the opportunity and are cheating more than men. So it looks like this person must be a man. Do you believe that, Bruce?
Well, you could say the scenario you just painted gives the lady of the house or the lady of the relationship more chance to cheat. But then she could turn right around and say, well, you're out and about entertaining. You go out with a female business associate. I'm not there either. So you have more chance to cheat. Guess what? They both, if they want to cheat, they have the opportunity to do so. It's all about do you or don't you. And none of us are perfect. There's only one gentleman that was, and we all know what happened to him. And it's more an individual thing. You might say, I'd like to say, like I think Ron said, that I could forgive. But if someone said, would you absolutely forgive her? I can't say that. I don't know. I'm not in that situation. I'd like to think I morally could do the right thing, but I don't know. I don't know if I'd be mad as H and could never forgive her. I just don't know, to be sure.
Yeah, Bruce.
Go ahead.
I just want to say
one thing. It boils down to one word, and that word is self-control. And now that I have self-control, I don't cheat. I don't worry about cheating. And if a woman walked in and she was butt naked looking like
Beyonce,
you know who, I know that I wouldn't cheat because she's not mine. I played the tape all the way through. See, I used to stop in the middle of the tape. But now I play the tape all the way through. The consequences of cheating.
And the living with the guilt, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. That's part of the consequences. Oh, yeah.
you destroy whatever relationship you have left. You destroy it.
Oh yeah, that's the end of the paper.
One thing that I did want to add is that, because it happens probably to everybody, men, women, whatever, that they're cheated on at some point in their lives. And it has nothing to do with the person that was cheated on. It's the person that cheated that made the decision. It does not reflect at all on the person that was cheated on, in my opinion. It doesn't make that person, a lesser person. In any way, it's just, a decision that the other person made, and they're the ones really that have to live with the fact that knowing that they betrayed the trust of somebody that they love.
That's right. No self-control. No self-control.
And the thing you hear a lot, you see it in movies too, is if, say, a wife was cheating on a husband, or the reverse, doesn't matter. You hear a lot of times they'll say, well, something's missing in the marriage and he or she.
Oh, that's BS.
You didn't let me finish. I agree with you. it's just an excuse. I mean,
exactly.
they may really feel that, but then they should go back to their real partner and say, there's something missing in our marriage. And this is what I observed. What are we going to do about it? You don't go to a stranger.
Yeah, right. and maybe you decide to take a break for half a year, 6 months, or a few months, and see what happens. But both parties have to agree to it, not somebody unilaterally deciding. Well, I'm not happy here, so I'm going to go find this over here.
Yep.
Or if something is missing in the marriage, then let's talk about it. Maybe we need to go to the toy store.
Right.
Maybe. Toys R Us, though, Don. It just went out of business.
Not that one, Bruce. Not that one.
Yeah, I know.
All right. I want to go to the guys that are on the panel, because they always have good things to talk about. Bruce, I'll jump with you. What do you want to talk about? What can you...
Well, now you come to me first.
I came to you first last time. You didn't hear me.
What?
What? What do you want to talk about, Bruce?
What do I want to talk about? I don't know. I have to think about it. But don't let me off the hook. I have to think for a moment. Next.
Okay. What about you, Ron? What do you want to talk about?
I want to. We've avoided politics.